This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, heading into a Mother's Day weekend. That's right, we want your mom shout-outs, and we had a couple of them so far, and on the air today, and I got to share my Mom's Day moments and the nice stories about the mother in our house, wife of mine that is a mother to our wonderful children as well, Alexander and Haley, so don't forget the that mom, too. The mom that keeps the trains rolling on time, you know. So we want your Mom's Day story. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. Tell us about your favorite memory of Clarice Cramer.
Wow. Well, that'd be hard to come up with my favorite one. But I think the thing when I think about my mom, the most profound thing about her was she was a prayer warrior. She spent more time, you know, on her knees, at work on behalf of her children than she did doing anything else.
And I tell you what, the lessons that leaves for generations cannot be quantified. It's pretty amazing. And same thing with me. I think about my mom and I think about my faith because that's where I learned it. We have a special guest that popped into studio here today, and we said, hey, why not say hello? Let's see if you can guess who it is. See if you can say something that would lead him to believe who you might be, sir.
Well, Kevin, I came into the studio, and the first thing I did was...
I knew it from the beginning.
I started complaining about the fact that I had been preempted by a United States senator. I drove all the way over here for this time slot, and then I got here and realized, oh, there's, I know we've got somebody really important and fancy.
Got a bigger
here.
Name on these.
Yeah, big name.
Fancy like that.
Recognize it.
Yeah,
I said, yeah. Well, I'm at least going to get to say hello to him. And then also, shout out to my mom, Gloria Wrigley, who, by the way, is, I'm sure, listening, and she'll probably rather listen to Kevin also. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. And Kevin, I love you too. So have a good segment, but I just wanted to say hi.
To all the moms, we love you all.
Absolutely.
All the moms are so important. Yeah.
So you too.
Good to hear your voice. I actually was, he was going to be my second guest if it was just a blind guess. My first one would be Mike Pence, of course.
We have a little history with Mike Pence calling the show at random, and Donald Trump too. So you're in a pretty good list, Drew.
I am
yeah,
on a good list.
This is Drew Wrigley, our North Dakota Attorney General, and let me just ask you both a work question, a policy question here beyond the chat. Drew, as you can see, Senator Cramer and his colleagues in the Congress are in the minority right now, and the Biden administration is giving us all fits. What can we do to, I guess, for lack of a better term, lawyer up? You're the state's top law enforcement officer, and I know there's several efforts underway. Is there more to come?
Well, I think that it's job number one for the attorneys general around the United States, and I don't even think it's as partisan an issue as people might imagine. I think people recognize that we've got challenges in this country that are going to be better solved by an era of new federalism in this country. And I'm thankful that we've our federal delegations, they go around and they speak to this issue better than anybody, and recognizing that if they, they're so in touch with our state, with Kevin and John and Kelly, they look at me being a big shot, like name dropping like that. But everybody knows who we're talking about, and they work hard, I think, to be able to push that authority back to states and attorneys general around this country. And I think you'll see an emerging consensus with Republican and Democrat attorney generals, hopefully, that we need to return power back closer to people so they've got more ability to put their very profound fingerprint on the communities they want. I don't think that's just no longer a talking point. This is what the country has to trend in this way if we're going to solve the problems of our day. I believe it.
Senator Cramer, obviously, if things change in November, you still have an enormous amount of impacts. I mean, what value do you see in fighting the battles against the Biden administration, Schumer, Pelosi, and that agenda in court?
So I'm taking my earpiece off because all of a sudden it was rattling. So I might have missed a little bit of that, the end of that. I heard everything Drew said. The election will have a profound effect, but here's the thing we should be celebrating today, is that the previous elections have had a profound effect on Drew's ability to do his job on behalf of the people of North Dakota.
Getting ready to get on the old government.
I don't know what that was.
When you think about Donald Trump's 4 years and the fact that he was able to nominate and confirm, with the help of a Republican Senate, 260 or so federal judges, including three Supreme Court justices. And might I say, the three Supreme Court justices, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, were all chosen specifically for their commitment and previous writings on the role and the importance of cooperative federalism, the role of the states, and designed to be a safeguard against the overreach of the bureaucracy, which North Dakota has been on the absolute leading edge of, whether it's Waters of the United States, Clean Air Act rules like the Obama rule, Fish and Wildlife Service overreach. We have been at the forefront of it, and now we have a court that I think is well positioned to hear our arguments and to rule favorably for states.
One other question I'll ask you, and Senator Kramer and I are going to talk about this, but Drew, before we let you go, I remember your time as lieutenant governor in the Dalrymple administration and some nation-leading legislation related to the pro-life issue. We're on the cusp of something that I remember you talking about that time. This is what states do. We challenge this, and then the courts do this. What role would you see going forward for North Dakota, assuming this draft opinion ends up being as we believe it's going to be?
Well, we'll see about the draft opinion. I want to first off join Senator Kramer, and I know what his comments were. I heard him earlier this week just about the situation you have where now people are shrugging and saying, oh, my gosh, the court, too. Now the court has leaks. I mean, this can't happen and can't be the situation going forward, and we all hope that they regroup in a hurry. But the decision itself, will have, like Kevin just mentioned, this cooperative federalism, this idea, this ideal that we've got this great and important national federal government, and it recognized the preeminence of the states in so many regards. And what this would do, if this opinion comes out in line with the draft opinion that was leaked this week, if that's the way it comes down, you've got a situation where the people of the 50 states will, through their governments, their respective state governments, be able to petition that government to reflect the communal values on this and a host of other issues. In North Dakota, there are a number of cutting-edge provisions that have been passed. By the way, on another segment I'll lay out for you, these are bipartisan provisions in North Dakota going back not that many years that were passed and are awaiting basically the approval of the federal courts to say, you know what, North Dakota does control this issue and gets to have their say in this very important matter of literally life and death. And so what you'll see when that gets discussed further up ahead is that it was passed in a bipartisan way, and we are going to have our say, and those laws will become effective if in fact, the Supreme Court says, hey, states, it's up to you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for stopping by. And we are working on a little scheduling snafu today, but Drew's going to come in for a talk radio town hall in the very near future.
Thanks for the time, and Kevin, travel safely. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We love you.
Absolutely. Senator Kramer,
I'd be happy to give him my hour if you want.
He said you can have his whole hour. As Drew said, obviously the leak is a huge concern, but I almost think there's been too much concern on the leak and the drama and obviously what it was intended to do and all that, versus the poetic, incredible words of Samuel Alito, a justice, on an issue you fought on for as long as I can remember, and so many of us have on the pro-life front. It's just overwhelming to me. I mean, I just have enormous amounts of joy over this. What is your reaction to the potential, majority opinion of the United States Supreme Court here?
It's almost too good for me to get. It's sort of like being a Viking fan when they have a winning record when they're 2-1, So I hardly dare believe that it's going to be this good. But to your point about Justice Alito's artistic wordsmithing, well, it wasn't all that artistic at all. It was blunt. It was plain spoken, while solid legal arguing. He nailed it. Now, we have to remember this was written in February, and the way the court works with these opinions, once a majority is determined, and they do that right after the oral arguments, by the way. So that means that they've had the vote for a long time. And then generally the senior member of the majority, or at least the senior member of the majority appoints somebody to write the initial draft. And that's what we're talking about. And then throughout the course of the months ahead, this draft gets circulated and negotiated and different iterations get written. In some cases, dozens, in some cases, 100 or more. So we don't know how it's going to turn out in terms of the wordsmithing, but I do believe the order will still reflect in overturning a Roe v. Wade. So I'm of course optimistic of that, and I think we ought to celebrate it, Scott. I think that some people are too reluctant in this political environment to grab onto the issue itself. Remember, this is why we're there. I had a reporter the other day, as you might imagine, all of the reporters in Washington, they're all about.
Okay, do me a favor. We got to hang on, because I don't want you to cut short a conversation you and a reporter in D.C. had, because this will be like this will be reality TV at its finest. So hold tight. We'll come back after the break. Senator Kevin Cramer, Brandon West Fargo, Jamie Bismarck, Bruce and Minot, and Brady. Stay
Jonas,
tuned.
Tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number. I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Going on today. Bob Seger's birthday, Mother's Day. It is just unbelievable. Dr. Peter McCullough's in Fargo tonight, by the way. Mother's Day weekend, of course, is not Mother's Day yet, unless you forget.
And Chris Kobach.
It's a Sunday
Chris
thing.
Kobach.
Yeah, it's very, very important. Chris Kobach, will be here, who is, of course, a very well-known attorney in the Trump world, and actually was almost the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. But he is now a candidate for Attorney General in Wisconsin, in Kansas, rather. He'll be here, and, of course, he was the one that took up the case for two North Dakota businesses before the Supreme Court, and won on the OSHA mandate, vaccine mandate. So he'll be there. Kim Witzig, to a drug safety expert. But for her and her husband's death to suicide, there wouldn't be the label there are today on many of these mental health drugs about the side effect of some problem you're trying to help becoming worse with suicide. But Dr. Peter McCullough will headline that group tonight, and we're looking forward to that. He will also be joining some doctors tomorrow, and I've mentioned that earlier as well, which I think is fantastic. Sit on for a little doctor-to-doctor conversation. By the way, Kev, I have five pair of tickets, so 10 tickets, five pair. If somebody would like to go and hasn't yet had a chance to get them, 7 o'clock tonight at the Avalon Event Center, I'm going to give you a number, and Kevin will give us five names. We'll leave your name at the door, so you'll be able to get the tickets there, five tickets at the door for Dr. Peter McCullough. Okay? And what you need to do there is simply call us right now at 701-271-1100. But this night, a second opinion on COVID. Avalon Events Center starts at 7. It'll go to about 9:30 with a Q&A from the audience and everything. If you'd like one of the pair of tickets, we have five of them. Call right now,
701-271-1100. We'll grab the first five callers, and we'll hook you up. But you got to be able to use them in Fargo tonight.
Tonight, yes, exactly right. And we'll leave you the names at the will call. So all you have to do is give Kevin your name. 701-271-1100 for a pair of tickets for that. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Okay, you were telling a little story about the big story of the week, certainly, and that is the leak from the Supreme Court and ultimately what the opinion says. And you were about to tell us about an interaction with a reporter. So I love these stories with the reporters in D.C. because I think you give them fits. So tell us the story, Senator Cramer. Okay, we're not hearing Kevin. Hang on one sec here.
There, I see they just unmuted me. I bet you
got okay, there we go. There we go. Beautiful. Go ahead.
By the way, I got this fancy new little Rode microphone. Isn't that cool looking, you guys?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sound like you're just in studio.
So one of the reasons that the reporters in Washington like me is because I always talk to them. I don't just run by unless I really have to, and then I tell them, and they know I'll come back. But and also because I'm really blunt with them. And so I think to your point, Scott, the spinning, if you will, that's going on from a lot of the people on our side, on the right side, is the leak. And the leak is a big deal. It's a really big problem. It really undercuts the integrity of the court to have somebody that's in there leaking for political purposes. And I think it's pretty clear they leaked this for political purposes. But that aside for a moment, the questioning then was, of course, about the midterm and how is this going to affect the midterms? How are Republicans going to deal with the fact that the country is overwhelmingly supports keeping Roe v. Wade versus overturning it? And I looked right at one and I said, this is why we're here. I mean, this is exactly why we're here. And I said, I'd rather be on the side of right than on the side of a poll. But I said, by the way, I think every state is different. Every district is different. And I said, I'm pro-life. I'm here because I'm pro-life. It's a significant issue. But they what they do is they try to make things binary. Everything's binary. Okay, more people think Roe should be kept than overturned. Therefore, you're going to lose the election. As though nothing else in the country is going on. As though it's the number one issue for everybody that has an opinion. As though there aren't a range of issues between overturning Roe and not overturning Roe, being pro-life or being pro-choice. They just have no comprehension or care because they're inside that bubble. So then the reporter said, well, does this mean that it's just going to be the states and it'll just be up to the states? I said, no, actually, it doesn't mean that. What it means is it's going to be up to elected officials. It's up to the American public, to the population through their elected representatives. That is largely governors and state legislators, but it's also members of Congress. And I always remind them, I told several of them, I remember it was Congress that overturned or that outlawed partial birth abortion. It wasn't a state that did that. It was Congress that did that. And so somebody said, well, would you support, you know, restrictions on abortion? I said, of course. Of course I would. I mean, it's like they're stunned that you'd say that. I didn't all of a sudden become pro-choice just because North Dakota gets to make its decision. I think it was NBC, Frank Thorpe, that reported the most comprehensive discussion I had with reporters. When I said, I don't find a lot of solace in knowing that people can go across the river to Moorhead, Minnesota, a couple hundred yards away.
Oh, abortion, horror of it. The horror of it. You know, can you imagine you have to travel 5 miles?
Crazy. Yeah.
It is. Exactly. It is. It is
so
crazy. By the way,
I created quite a bit of a stir. And I'm like, why would I try to hide suddenly from my pro-life position just because the court might overturn Roe v. Wade? You know, same,
well, the answer to that is really I think the answer there is you're a little bit different. You're too kind too. I appreciate you getting those battles because I think they respect it. But I think I ought to just give them a highlighted copy of the Constitution with the 10th Amendment highlighted. I mean, the way their heads are popping off right now is just unbelievable to me. It is. I would get some calls in here. Brendan, West Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to call and say that I'm the fifth of six children. When my mother passed about when she was around 67. Instead of sending flowers or a card for Mother's Day one year, I sent her a letter thanking her for everything I could think of that she had done for us children, like teaching us that work isn't really work, letting us roam. We lived rurally, and she just let us roam and explore. How she taught us... Everyone is the same. Everyone wants the same thing, to be liked and loved. Treat everyone the same. And I don't know, she was just a wonderful woman. And that was my gift to her. Probably 30 to 40 different thank yous. And she really loved it. That's
it. Best gift you could give a mom right there. That's unbelievable. Think about how she cherished that. And some pretty good lessons there, you know?
Amen.
Isn't that something, mm-hmm. Kevin? Yeah, unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it very much. Brandon, West Fargo. Everyone is the same. Treat people with respect. The tenets of so many people, yet amazing how politically that is unrecognized, Kevin. You know?
Yeah.
Truly. You guys think about, you know, what she just said about that, treating everyone with respect. I mean, we all, while we're all the same, we're also all different. But where we are the same is that we all, you know, we all need to be uplifted. We all need to be encouraged. We all have emotions. We all have the same basic needs. And so a great lesson from obviously a great mom.
We had a caller earlier ask about the shortage of baby formula and specific to a concern over WIC as well, because WIC evidently requires a certain kind of baby formula, which has been recalled and making things a little more challenging. I want to ask you about that when we come back. Jamie in Bismarck has a question about Chuck Schumer. He wants to ask about Chuck Schumer. I can hardly wait to hear what he has to say about Chuck Schumer and his question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Others, welcome. Call now, 701-258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393. Or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Bechtel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy saw a consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month. That's a report from the Labor Department. It said in its monthly payroll report released Friday. In another report, initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. First Lady Jill Biden is using her second solo overseas trip to meet Ukrainian refugees. by visiting NATO countries, Romania and Slovakia.
I just wanted to say thank you to you all for coming on the trip. I really appreciate it. It's so important to the president and to me that the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them. So I hope you have a good flight. Thank you.
Ms. Biden on the tarmac leaving the United States this morning. She will spend Mother's Day meeting with displaced families. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you done giving your hard-earned money to woke wireless companies?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Why would you hand them an instrument to fight against everything you care about? Why not go with a company that shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes? I had a little test driving Arizona to Fargo over the weekend about the comparison, because my daughter hasn't switched yet because her phone's locked, which is a pain in the butt how they lock you into these things. But eventually they unlock and you can get it done. And so she had Verizon. I had Patriot Mobile. Guess who had more bars on the trip? That'd be me. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. And you mentioned Flag Family. Guess what? You get the discount. That's right. You get the discount. Waive the activation fee and get you all set up. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Cramer, a friend of yours popped in here and delivered us some fresh eggs. And these are farm-freshed eggs, fresh eggs. And he said to say hello to you. Your friend Fred from Wing is in here.
Of course. So, gosh, I love eggs. I mean, Chris and I eat eggs every morning. She makes me eggs when I'm home. And then when I'm in Washington, I have eggs every morning at Bible study Tuesday mornings, at prayer breakfast Wednesday mornings, and then Thursday mornings I usually go over and have a 3-egg Western omelet at the Capitol Hill Club, Scott, before I walk to work. So I eat more eggs than I eat hamburger.
Well, our ranchers aren't going to be all that thrilled with you, but the chicken folks will be thrilled.
We'll keep Fred in business.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. Fred's going to love that. Todd, sorry. I know we're making you a little jealous today.
Yeah, but no kidding. I'm out of eggs, too. It's been a great day, but oh well.
I finally get to meet Fred.
Todd's in town. I'm sorry. Fred's in town for Dr. Peter McCullough tonight, and I'm going to do another five pair. That was so darn fun. Let's do another five pair for Dr. Peter McCullough. 701-271-1100 tonight, Fargo Avalon Theater, a guy that 140 million people at last check. Maybe it's more now. That was like a month or so ago, right after the Peter McCullough interview on the Joe Rogan Experience. It was 140 million. It was probably double that now. And you can come to Fargo tonight and see him firsthand. ndcan.org for tickets. ndcan.org for tickets. Or just show up. Fargo Avalon Event Center tonight, 7 o'clock. And if you want a free pair of tickets, we'll go with another five. 701-271-1100. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. So we had a guy call. He's 20 years in the military. Now he drives truck. And his daughter is had grandkids and literally is just, what is going on with baby formula? Now, I know there was a recall. But there's other kinds of baby formula. But he said it's just unbelievable what's going on. Very concerned about it. He also said a case went from $42 to $64. That was one concern. Said, ask Senator Cramer if that's price gouging. And the second concern was WIC. And WIC only approving a certain kind of baby formula that you can't get now. So that question, those two questions for you.
Yeah, I guess I remember the recall. It happened just last month. It's pretty recent. And it was some pretty popular types. I mean, Similac is one as a recall. And the reason I remember Similac is because I remember, one of our children, using Similac. But anyway, that said, I was not familiar with the fact, with the point that, WIC only allows one type and that's one of the types that's no longer available, at least temporarily available. It was a limited number of, cases, but they were enough and, spread out enough that it was a voluntary recall by the company itself, as I recall. And then with regard to the price gouging question, I don't know if it's price gouging or not. Clearly, when you have a recall and you have a limited supply, the natural economic supply demand price situation kicks in on top of already on top of inflation for the same reasons. But again, that doesn't mean somebody's not taking advantage, unfair advantage of a situation. So we'd have to look into that. But we'll check on the WIC thing for sure right away. Because if in fact it's not available because of a voluntary recall, WIC should, adjust its requirements at least in the short term, if not in the long term.
I'd love to see the Justice Department investigate Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi for gut price gouging. Because there's price gouging, but it's unfortunately at the hands of their policies, right?
No question about it, Scott. And particularly in the energy sector, and the energy sector affects every sector. Right. We've been having a lot of discussions this week with people in the supply chain, whether it's the rail industry, of course, trucking industry. And they're concerned, obviously, about the price of fuel. And the price of fuel is really a good example because it's not just a linear problem. Gas goes up or diesel goes up a dollar a gallon, therefore everything else, in that supply chain goes up the same. What it does is it's dynamic. So you have to add to the price of the manufacturing side, the transportation side, then the distribution side, from wholesale to retail. And then, of course, that drives up the price of everything else going back to the production side. And we really have what I think is a severe problem with regard to inflation. And you might have noticed that, I think a lot of people did, that last month's gross domestic product actually went negative, went down, which was not expected by the economists. I'm always surprised that they're surprised. But, that's a real bad trend. And then you have the Federal Reserve doing what they should have started a long time ago, but now they're going to have to do it with a much more aggressive way, and that is, of course, raise the price of money itself. They increased rates 50 basis points, are expected to do maybe that again, maybe even a little more, 75 basis points. Instead of very small increments, had they started a year earlier when we were urging them to, they're now confronted with this blunt instrument. So what that does is that adds to the price of everything again, because the price of money causes the price of everything to go up. So we're in a very rocky moment, but a lot of it was driven by pouring, kerosene on the fires of inflation by the Biden administration within the first couple of months of being in office.
Let's go to Jamie in Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer. Jamie, your question. I'm looking forward to this because I see in the Daniel is telling me that you want to ask Senator Cramer about Chuck Schumer.
By the way, we've got our five callers for tickets too, so we're good.
Yep, exactly. I actually ended up with the 10 pair given away today, which is exciting. Yep, sounds good. Okay, Jamie, go ahead.
Okay, morning, guys. Senator Cramer, I heard Chuck Schumer say that this coming week he wants to take a vote to protect abortion rights. And I said rights in air quotes because your right to have an abortion isn't explicitly mentioned in our Bill of Rights. So right. Next time you see him, I would ask you if you would please walk up to him and say, okay, we're going to have a vote on abortion rights. Right after that, can we have a vote to protect our Second Amendment rights, which is actually a protected right in our Bill of Rights that protects your right to keep and carry firearms? Because that guy hasn't ever met a gun control law he didn't fawn over and love. I mean, and then come back next week and tell us what he said. Because the hypocrisy that Schumer and the rest of his Democrat buddies have on this is unbelievable to me. There's a case, the ruling's coming up from the Supreme Court next month. It's a gun rights case. And ask him if if the Supreme Court comes out, ends up ruling against our Second Amendment rights, if he's going to be as passionate about defending that right as he is about this make-believe right they have about abortion. That's all I got for you today.
Yeah, no, let me answer it for you. He will be just as passionate about it, but it won't be to protect it. It'll be to tear down the Second Amendment right, because obviously they defend the rights that they believe they have, and as you pointed out very effectively, the right to an abortion is not only is it not enumerated anywhere in the Constitution, but the right to life is enumerated in the Declaration of Independence as the very first right. And when it comes to Chuck Schumer, by the way, Scott, you guys might enjoy this story. You might recall that we had a TV ad when I ran against the sitting Democratic senator at the time, in a blue wave, as I like to remind people. And we had an ad that featured Chuck Schumer and Heidi Heitkamp giving a high five to each other on the floor after a vote promoting abortion.
I remember that.
And
I saw it live. I'll never forget it. I saw it as it happened on the floor of the United States Senate and about gasped. Unbelievable. Yeah.
I do. So that celebratory moment was captured, as you know, and on C-SPAN, and we used it in an ad along with my daughters and my now born granddaughter, who at the time, of course, was, was in her mother's womb. And so we, when we met Chuck Schumer during orientation, I introduced Chuck to my wife, Chris, and he, without hesitating, said, "Oh, I'm very familiar with you and all of your family." And of course, he was talking about that ad, and it gave me great, great joy to know that I was there in, part because of his celebration of abortion. And joy to know that next week he wants to have a vote on codifying Roe v. Wade and thinks that's a politically advantageous vote for him. I can hardly wait.
And his January 6th belongs with this comment as well.
Be careful, Kev. He's going to take you out behind the woodshed.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You won't know what hit you. How in the world? If you ever needed an indictment on the pathetic media we have in this country to see the difference in how this... 100 times worse than anything Donald Trump said. 100 times worse right there. I mean, imagine...
He called out, the majority leader of the United States Senate called out the Supreme Court by name. And threaten them with bodily harm by name. And they're all up in arms today. It's just remarkable. Just absolutely.
I hear him, and he's one person that seriously needs a punch in the mouth. Just saying.
Brady.
Just saying. That's me, though.
We got some issues there with Brady's cell phone. Let's go to Brian in Horse Lake. Brian, you're in Horse or in Powers Lake, one of the two, but it says Horse Lake here. Go ahead, Brian.
Powers, like, with inflation running rampant, what are your favorite parts of Joe Biden's $1.2 trillion infrastructure package? And do you regret voting for it yet?
Well, actually, not at all, because first of all, it wasn't his package. His was a $3.2 plus trillion infrastructure package. It had a whole bunch of Green New Deal stuff in it. So what we did, we came up with the bill that we helped shape, in fact, had a unanimous vote out of the Transportation Infrastructure Subcommittee. That actually works against inflation, and that was for infrastructure that moves the economy forward and took all the Green New Deal stuff out of it. So it actually wasn't his. Of course, he signed it into law. It was a bipartisan bill that there's the one bright spot, frankly, in the last year that worked
against inflation.
And thank God we have it.
Did it contribute to inflation?
Not at all. It wouldn't. Yeah, it couldn't. I mean, because it actually invests in the supply side of the economy, which is where the problem is, because all of the fuel on the fire of inflation is on the demand side of the economy.
Got it.
Free money.
Got it.
Free money.
Brian in Powers Lake, thank you, Brian. More calls when we come back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian
Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. A whole bunch of 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Deals. One by one, I could go through the whole list. Or you could shop, click, drive. Also, 75 used vehicles with clearly marked lifetime warranties on the vast majority of those as well. Schwann Buick, GMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, Senator Kevin Cramer, final hour, or final segment, rather, of the Talk Radio Town Hall. All your questions, comments, and, I tell you what, we have more than we're going to be able to get in here, so let's get to it. Brady, quick question for Senator Cramer. Go.
Yeah, buenos dias, Senator Cramer. Hey, when you're giving all this money to the Ukraine, the $50 billion that they're proposing now, you better tie it to the food that should be coming back to America and also the fertilizer. If you don't attach these two things, this country is going to be screwed.
What's going on here, Senator Cramer?
That's going to help in the short term. We have some short-term problems for sure that we need to do everything we can to mitigate, including working with our, you know, local and Canadian friends who produce some of the same things. And I did have a really good meeting earlier this week with the CEO from Nutrien, which is the largest fertilizer company on the North American continent. They are adding 1 million tons to their potash operation in up in Saskatchewan, and they're adding several tons of more production, if you will, of nitrogen. They also are the largest nitrogen producer on the North American continent, and just screams to the need to bring more of the supply chain and value chain to particularly agriculture, food production, from away from other countries back into the United States and back into the North American continent. And that could include, by the way, some opportunities right here in North Dakota. So, but whether or not we whether we tie aid, military aid, to Ukraine with something like you know, a clawback, that may be possible in some areas, but whether we can do that quickly is it would be hard to say. But we'll check into it and see if there's not some opportunity there.
30-second update on how this is. You know, obviously you're hearing things that you're not able to say, but we've talked for some time that this has gone a lot longer than everybody thought it was, and that's a credit to the Ukraine defenses in all this. What's the latest?
So, no, for sure it is. I'd say the latest breakthrough really was from a couple of weeks ago when Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, said for the very first time that the goal of the United States policy is to help Ukraine win the war. He said that in Kyiv when he was there with Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State. But he's always come up short of that previously. In fact, much criticism has been launched at our administration for not articulating a clear policy objective of victory in Ukraine. But because of Ukraine's let's just say their spirit, they're fighting for their country, fighting for freedom. Unlike the Afghan army, the military in Ukraine has proven to be both up to the task, but more importantly, motivated by the cause of freedom. And that was just articulated yesterday at a hearing we had in the Armed Services Committee by General McConville, the Chief of Staff of the Army, who complimented the spirit of the Ukrainian people and the Ukrainians and fighter in glowing terms. It has made the difference, for sure.
Thanks for the call, Brady. There is a movie that comes out tomorrow, Dinesh D'Souza has, called 2,000 Mules, that takes publicly available data from cameras at ballot drop boxes, as well as geofencing and geotargeting. So they have publicly available cell phone data that I guess you can buy that is tied these mules, that's why it's called 2,000 Mules, to felonies, illegal behavior. And in enough states, it changes the vote and the outcome. I think two or three states that would change the electoral count. Texter wants us to know, ask Senator Kramer if there was fraud in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. I'd like a yes or no answer, please.
Well, I think there's been fraud in every single election, Scott. I've said that many, many times. But the problem, and just like Dinesh is proving, is that the liberalization in several Republican states for drop boxes, which really is an outcome of allowing this ballot harvesting and multiple ballots being collected by one person and delivered, just made it rampant in the 2020 election, for sure. And this is why states are going to great extents to add election security, and why Chuck Schumer and Democrats want to codify that those behaviors in the federal code, and why we have to continuously fight against them. You know, just yesterday at lunch, we learned that even now, what, it's day five, I think, of early voting in Georgia in their primaries, they are having lots of problems with misprinted ballots and you know, ballot shenanigans in the primaries in Georgia. And so we need to keep a close eye on it, but we for sure need to encourage our states to continue to pass these ballot security measures and make sure this doesn't happen again.
Our best to Chris Kramer, the mother of the wonderful Kramer family, on this Mother's Day weekend, and thanks as always for the time today.
Thank you as always, and happy Mother's Day to all of the wonderful mothers out there.
Yeah, take care of mom, folks. Take care of mom. Do and tell you, we had a great example of that today with a letter written that has the impact still today, how many years later after Mother's Day. Just take this, do a little note. More than the flowers, more than the candy, yeah. more than all the other yeah. goodies, right? Just write Mom a note. Pretty cool. I remember Kevin Cramer talking about, at his mother's funeral, a note he found in the notes actually in the Bible along the way. And what a lesson that was. You know, it came the other way as a lesson. So those little notes, they're just the treasures. They for sure are. Thanks, Senator Cramer. Appreciate it. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. Kevin Flynn. Our in-studio audience today from Fred and Wing. We appreciate the live in-studio audience. God bless you, folks. See you tonight at Peter McCullough. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
An American Classical Education for pre-K through grade 12 has arrived in North Dakota. Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo will start classes for pre-kindergarten through 6th grade in the fall of 2022, followed by adding at least one additional grade each year. Students who enroll in 2022 will be able to graduate from Capstone. This is not a new way to educate, but a return to what works. Capstone Classical Academy is a Hillsdale College member school. To find out more, go to capstoneclassical.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.